The Middle East. Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here, but if history is any indication, a lasting solution to the current conflict in the Middle East has a snowball's chance in Hebron. When I think of all the wars that have been fought over possession of the very cradle of the world's three major religions, I can't help but wonder if maybe God is slowly turning agnostic. You have to just marvel at the stun gun absurdity of fighting to the death over what happens after you die. I've got no clue what's going on in the Middle East. All I know is you have two Abrahamic religious groups enmeshed in a conflict whose modern incarnation dates to the 1917 Balfour Declaration, with territory disputes that remain unresolved despite the Wye River Accords and the UN Resolutions 242 and 338. But I probably just sound like an ignorant American here. For 80 years, Palestinians and Israelis have been killing each other over the same arid strip of hard pan. That's four generations of Arabs and Israelis who have grown up in a perpetual state of war. No wonder it's impossible for either side to fathom the concept of peace. In the Middle East, peace is what you rest in. Palestine, though generally barren, was desirable to the Jewish people because it is the birthplace of the three main monotheistic religions: Islam, Judaism, and Cubs fans. No, make that Christianity. Now, if God gives you a slice of land on a piece of desert and calls it the Promised Land, you got to ask yourself, Promised Land? Hasn't God ever been to the Hotel du Cap? Look, you have to admit that Israel is in more of a no-win situation than a ballpark Frank entering the Westminster Kennel Show. They're a democracy trying to abide by Western norms in a region that does not play by those rules. I guarantee you plunk Switzerland down somewhere between Syria and Iraq, and they're going to be...